What is the position of the High Representative of the Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy on the crisis in the Horn of Africa?
Well, I mean, the whole European Union, the High Representative and the members of the Commissioner responsible for this are extremely concerned, obviously, about the situation there. You have, obviously, these terrible pictures of the famine and the drought victims in several countries. You have scenes of people fighting in the streets. You have reports of aid having trouble getting through. And so we're very concerned. Obviously, the European Union has done a lot recently to try and help the situation. We've increased our sort of emergency humanitarian aid. There's going to be a decision today to make more development aid available as well. So we're trying to sort of help with the immediate crisis as well as helping with the longer-term rebuilding of these countries.
Does the High Representative view the crisis in that region as a security issue?
Well, I mean, the things are all kind of interlinked. There is obviously fighting going on in Somalia. There's obviously the African Union mission there to try and keep the peace. And also you see piracy happening on the coast of Somalia, off the coast of Somalia. And this is obviously linked into the fact that people are in a certain degree of economic crisis, and some people unfortunately decide to take the law into their hands. So there is, of course, a security aspect to this, and that is why our development work in Somalia and in the other countries is about trying to build up the rule of law, trying to build up democratic institutions, and also trying to support the economy so that people have a real economic future rather than turning to crime.